What have you been able to observe? Who is on the streets right now in the area of Tripoli that you're in?
Right now, like when we went out earlier, there's checkpoints on every single street. They're checking the cars. They're looking for any suspicious, movements going on. Whoever's anti-government, they're gonna take them right away and arrest them. So far, that's what's going on in the streets. A lot of them are just pro-government people out there. Everyone else is just living in fear. We even have a neighbor that was killed during she has two sons who are killed during the protesting. And after his speech, they go out and from the fear, they go out, raise that green flag, and we want this guy. And it's just very bad. People don't know what to think anymore. Even here, the house is like split with two different viewpoints of who wants what, and nobody wants to believe anything anymore.
And that what you're saying is one side want Gaddafi again, even in your house. Is that correct?
Yeah. One side wants Gaddafi. Not like wants them, but while we were watching his speech, they're like, "Oh, you guys should listen to him now." And he's right. It's just the fear. My phone's being tapped. And of that. Because of my dad's situation, for a fact, our phones are being watched and whatever we say, and it's going to be counted against us. I don't know, but all this BS. In the house, like, everyone's just thinking, they're just living in fear, and they're like, yeah, we should follow him, kind of like giving up. I mean, after all done, they're just giving up right now. Most of our family's from Benghazi and the eastern side, and they're like, no, we're all with you guys, and we can't let this go, and he has to leave, and he's basically murdering people and covering it up and calling other channels liars, and they're not bringing the truth. I mean, we don't even have...
At this point, the call cut out.